DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Karl Holm in Bonn. Turkish protesters say they'll remain in Istanbul's Gezi Park despite a last warning by Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. To evacuate the green patch at the centre of anti-government unrest. Erdogan told demonstrators his patience was at an end.
I say, mothers and fathers, please take control of your children and get them to withdraw. We can wait no longer. Gezi Park does not belong to occupying forces, but to the people of Istanbul and the nation.
Protests began 2 weeks ago against a shopping mall construction project planned in the park. A police crackdown prompted demonstrators in other cities and widespread criticism of Erdogan. Demonstrators accused the Prime Minister of becoming increasingly authoritarian. Campaigning in Iran's presidential elections has come to a close one day ahead of polls. Reformists have rallied around the moderate cleric Hassan Rouhani, while conservatives and hardliners are divided. Former president and political moderate Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani urged reform-minded Iranians to vote after some members of the opposition had called for a boycott to protest against post-election violence in 2009. In 2009, Ahmadinejad's re-election sparked mass opposition protests over allegations that the polls had been rigged. According to Iranian government figures, 36 people were killed when the security services crushed the protests. Zimbabwean Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has rejected President Robert Mugabe's announcement of elections for July 31st. Tsvangirai accused his rival of breaching the constitution and creating a political crisis. The Constitutional Court ordered Mugabe 2 weeks ago to hold the poll by the end of July. Supporters of Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change want the polls to be held later so that media and security forces reforms can be implemented before the vote in the hope of preventing electoral fraud. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. The German parliamentary no-confidence motion against Defence Minister Thomas de Maizière has failed. In the Bundestag on Thursday, 307 parliamentarians voted against the motion and 233 supported it. The Left Party had argued in its submission that de Maizière was personally responsible for some €500 million of taxpayer money spent on developing the unarmed Eurohawk surveillance drone before the plans were dropped. An inquiry into de Maizière's role in the project has been scheduled to start later this month. Both parties in the ruling coalition have so far stood beside the defence minister. The government has accused the opposition of using the project as a political football 3 months out from federal elections in Germany. A key German minister has confirmed that a flood relief package is being organised and said a rumoured value of €8 billion was approximately correct. Thuringia's state premier Christine Lieberknecht said the final figure would depend on final damage estimates. Germany's central government agreed on the multi-billion euro package with the country's 16 state premiers during a meeting in Berlin. Citing German finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble, Lieberknecht said the federal and state governments had agreed to share the costs equally. The €8 billion figure was first leaked by an anonymous government source on Wednesday. Lieberknecht said the fund would be likely up and running by July 5th. Railway workers have gone on strike in France, crippling the country's train system. One day after striking air traffic controllers triggered widespread flight cancellations. Only 40% of high-speed TGV trains were running in France on Thursday after workers went on strike over government plans to merge two state-owned rail companies. International travel was also affected. Only half of the originally scheduled trains to Switzerland are running, and only one in three services between France and Italy. Eurostar services from Paris to London and high-speed connections to Belgium, the Netherlands and Germany have not been affected. The strikes are expected to end on Friday. For more news and information, visit our website dw.de. Karl Holm, Deutsche Welle News.